Lawmakers are closing in on the final weeks of the General Assembly session, which is slated to end in early March, and nothing focuses the mind like a deadline. What's happening now that the end is in sight?
Well, one of the things that's really different this year is the relationship between the House and the Senate. Now, when Republicans were in power, the House always presented the most aggressively conservative agenda possible, and the Senate would temper it a bit and take the edges off. Now it works the same, but in the other direction. The House has offered very aggressive legislation on raising the minimum wage or addressing environmental concerns or gun control, and the Democratic-led Senate has been tapping the brakes a bit. Now, I asked Delegate Ken Plum about this. He's the longest-serving Democrat in the House, and he says the two-year term of House members means they're in a perpetual campaign cycle.
You kind of got the House saying we're going to provide leadership on these things, and the Senate saying, well, we're going to go easy on some of them. We're going to slip in slowly. It doesn't mean progress doesn't occur. It means it's more thought about, more tempered.
Now, the Senate has four-year terms, and Senate Republican leader Tommy Norman says that means senators are able to take positions that voters might not like, at least not immediately.
When you're in the Senate, you have a more measured opportunity because you have a four-year term, and you could pass or give an aggressive vote in year one, but you would have 3 years to rehabilitate yourself. I think the Senate, as it's currently constituted, even with a Democratic majority, is a little more deliberate.
George Washington once famously explained the purpose of the U.S. Senate was to work like a saucer cooling hot tea from the House. And I guess you could make the same argument about that's how the General Assembly works, although it's important to remember that the Senate is kind of an afterthought in Virginia government, created more than 150 years after the House.
Speaking of elections, I know one of the thorniest issues there is redistricting. This is the last year to change how the new lines will be drawn after the census this year. What's the latest on efforts to cut back on redistricting?
Well, last year, Republicans and Democrats struck a deal to pass a constitutional amendment that was designed to create a bipartisan process for redistricting. Now, that would ditch the old process where the party in power gets to call all the shots and do maximum damage to the minority. Now that Democrats have won the majority, though, they're having second thoughts about that amendment. Many of them are supporting an alternative plan that sets up an advisory commission that would give advice that the lawmakers could essentially ignore if they wanted to. Now, I asked the House Majority Leader and the House Majority Whip if the amendment would get a floor vote, and neither of them were sure that that would happen or not. That uncertainty prompted Republican Senator Mark Obenchain to say this.
It's disgraceful. These folks ran on the issue. They told people across the Commonwealth of Virginia that they supported the constitutional amendment. They got elected on the basis, in part, of supporting it. And if they turn their backs on their constituents, there's going to be a price to pay.
Now, Democrats still have the rest of the session to bring that amendment to the floor and vote on it. So this is a story that's not over yet.
Members of the General Assembly are considering a very long list of topics to act on this year. Everything from environmental regulations and voting rights to labor laws and criminal justice reform. But I understand they're also talking about some other topics that aren't quite as weighty.
Spitting, cursing, and fornication. Yes, you heard that right. Lawmakers are considering bills that would legalize spitting, cursing, and fornication. Now, the bills legalizing cursing and fornication both already passed the House and the Senate, and they're now on the way to the governor. But the bill to legalize spitting in public hit a snag on the Senate floor. Here's Senator Joe Morrissey of Richmond speaking against the bill on the Senate floor.
You don't like something, just spit on the floor. Spit on Thomas Jefferson's marble walkway. Spit in the balcony. Spit over the balcony. Spit in any municipal building. Pay your taxes, and you don't like it, spit in that municipal building. Pay your fine, spit. Walk out of the courthouse and spit on the floor. Not on the sidewalk outside, which is illegal, but inside the building.
Now, that speech led to several others, and the senators actually spent about 15 minutes debating the merits of spitting in public before they ultimately voted it down, 14 to 24.
Well, I guess the House members might have to let out a few curse words about that vote.
Once it's legal, assuming the governor signs it, cursing won't be legal in Virginia until July 1st.
Well, thanks for joining us, Michael.
Thank you.